knowing that we know God. Do you know God? Are you scared of Him? Is He a mystery? Is He something that you have put in the back of your mind and say, well, I don't worry about Him. There's a God up there somewhere. Do you know that you really know Him? Now, after these lessons that we've studied, we should have got many ideas of God that we didn't have before. And we should cherish all right ideas of God. We should let these precious thoughts pass through our minds. And then we can be able to say, I know whom I have believed. I know Him. I know Him. He understands me. We understand each other. Even though I have failed, I know whom I have believed. And am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him against that day. Trust, committal, surrender, love, adoration, friendship. Part number one. God's love discerned. Have I discerned that God loves me? When tragedy comes, when my child is run over by a drunkard who doesn't even stop, wasn't even hurt, wasn't even caught, does my fury turn against God? Have I got this misapprehension about Him? God didn't do that. The devil did. Through His tool. Why didn't God stop it? God didn't stop it because He loves. What kind of love is that? Stop, my child, and think. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But one day you will know. And you will discern God's love. Shed abroad in your heart. Take time. Life is not over. God hasn't finished with you yet. He is ready to work for you. Trust Him. Look where you last saw the light, Ellen White said a century ago. Where did you see the light? Where is light? Is it that friend who came and said nothing, put an arm round you in your tragedy? Is it a word that the pastor said from the Bible? Is it a $20 bill that somebody gave to you because he knew you had expenses? Did it touch you, move you? Follow the light. Follow the light and it'll end with God who is light. The tunnel may be long. It may be twisted. It may be cold and wet. But the end is love and light and warmth. You will discern God's love. And you will know that you love Him. In spite of all the things that Satan might do to you. Part number two. Faith awakened. How does God awaken faith? Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Hebrews 11. You listen. In the dark hour you listen and you read. In the hour when you cannot concentrate and in two words your mind is gone, pull it back. And it goes again and pull it back. And it goes again and pull it back. Hold it there. And through it the rays of light will shine and the smile of God will enter. And the peace of God will be there. And you will take hold by faith. And His faith that is a gift will be strengthened. And as you exercise it, you will make room for more faith. And so you believe that He is there, that He exists, that He loves, that He rewards. Even with the tragedy, somehow tomorrow, the one hurt or killed, and you and the ones loving will be rewarded more than you can ask or think. Therefore, keep on diligently seeking. Part number 3. Knowing that we know God, we render Him obedience. Hereby we know that we love Him if we keep His commandments. The commandments are loving reduced to a code. They are a set of rules that tell us how to love. Joyful obedience. Not teeth-gritting obedience, but joyfully obeying Him. Praying without ceasing. Trusting without wavering. Exercising faith without doubting. And you say, as I say those words, how can I do that? How can I do that? Trust. Lift up your hearts and say, Lord, make that ideal mine. Help thou my unbelief. Give me power when I'm weak. I don't know how it can be done. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And so joyful obedience can be rendered because I know that God, who knows I'm a mess sometimes, still loves me. Part number 4, cherishing Calvary. Gift in death, Calvary. Gift in torture. Jesus Christ is crucified. And I want to demonstrate in my life that Christ has died for me. He's died for me, and my life demonstrates that I am redeemed. That He has done for me more than I can ever think of doing for myself. Whatever I am, whatever I do, whatever I leave undone, Jesus has died. When I hang in there and hold that thought, that He's died for me in this state, while I was yet sinners, while I am yet sinning. What a loving, cherishing idea He awakens in my mind. And I can pray with the thief that was dying there too. Remember. Remember me, Lord, in Thy kingdom. And He saith, Thou shalt be with me where I am. Part number 5. Practicing prayer. Pray without ceasing. When you walk, pray. Before you turn your engine on in your automobile, pray. Before you set out in business, pray. Before you read that book, Bible, study book, any book, pray. Before you have an interview, business, social, friendly, pray. Dart a prayer to God. Just a moment. Just a word. Remember me. Over a dozen times, Nehemiah said, remember me, O Lord. Hear me, O my God. Help me. Whatever you want to say, say. And then you will know that you know God. Because you will discover that He answers your prayer right then in ways that you cannot imagine. And if they're not answered right then, you will see tomorrow or tomorrow that He has answered them. Pray without ceasing. Part number 6. Knowledge growth. As we get to know God, as we are sure we know God, then the reading of His Word takes on an entirely different dimension. We can read the stories of murder, and rape, and surrender, and victory, and we can identify with them. God has picked them. There are some 500 stories in the Scriptures. God could have taken 5,000 others, but He picked these, that by these scriptural stories we might become more and more acquainted with Him and His character. We know Him by studying the Bible. And as we continue reading the Bible, our knowledge of it and our knowledge of Him will increase rapidly. We can get to know Him by social contacts. I have friends that I can look back to who have touched my life, who have revealed God to me. I have appreciated them. In times of need and in times of jubilation, they have shared. And through them, I have seen how God works. I am different because of them. I can look back over problems in my life, difficulties, that at the time worried me, kept me awake all night. And I look back now with chagrin. Why didn't I trust and sleep? Because I really at that moment forgot God. But now my knowledge of Him is deepening and the lessons are getting fixed in my mind. And my knowledge of God is growing as I review His dealings in my life. And not only the hardships, but the precious chapters of my life. I can review too what God has done for the church to which I have given my life. I have seen its numbers multiply, its workers increase dramatically, its coverage of this planet spread. Many things of God's dealings I have discovered in my ministry. My knowledge is growing, and as it widens, it deepens. And as I get to know more, my willingness to share more with those who will listen is also growing. So there are many evidences that tell me that I know God. I know Him in my soul. I know Him in my Bible. I know Him in my family. I know Him in my relationships. I know Him in nature around me. I know Him through the sanctuary. I know Him through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I know as I review Jesus Christ as a man, as a teacher, as a Savior. I know that I know Him. The spread of my knowledge covers much of His dealings. Now the question is, am I living any closer to Him because of my increasing knowledge? Am I a better man? Am I a better husband? And a better father? Am I a better teacher and a better pastor? Because my knowledge is better, because my knowledge is wider, because my knowledge is deeper. I have gotten to know Him better through this quarter's Sabbath school lessons. I have appreciated them very much. Have you? Can you say now, at the end of the quarter, I know Him whom I have believed, and He knows me. I am learning about Him more clearly every day, and I am glad that He knows everything about me. The hairs of my head, my name, my sitting down and uprising, my going to bed, my eating, He knows everything. And I am happy that He knows this, because I have allowed His Spirit to bring me into conformity with His will. And then let's pray. Lord, if there's anything about me that I don't know, that You know, that shouldn't be there, please tell me, and then give me the power to overcome, so that I may be like Thee completely, that I may know Thee and love Thee supremely, whom to know is life eternal. Amen.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.